Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 15:4.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. My family once moved into a house with a yard that came complete with grapevines. I am not an avid gardener, so I had to learn how to care for these plants if we hope to gather a harvest. My new hands-on experience helped me better understand the spiritual principle this verse teaches. In the physical realm, sap flows from the vine to the branches. The healthier the connection between the two, the more potential there is for fruit to be produced. But if the branch is somehow severed from the vine, sap can't flow, and grapes will not grow. The connection between the vine and the branches determines the harvest. In the spiritual realm, Jesus is the vine, and those who believe in him for salvation are the branches. The stronger and healthier the connection between the vine and the branches, the more spiritual fruit will be produced. A disconnect in that spiritual connection makes fruit bearing difficult, if not impossible. Commentators differ in their thoughts about what the fruit mentioned might be. Some say it refers to new converts. That's to say, then, that the Holy Spirit flowing through the lives of believers naturally draws others to a place of trusting Christ for salvation. Other commentators say it refers to the fruit of the Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Perhaps it's a bit of both. When our relationship with the Lord is healthy and unrestricted, the Holy Spirit flows in our lives as physical sap flows from the vine to the branches. He then produces character qualities in us that create curiosity in those watching us. They want to know what makes us different. They're open to hearing our stories, our testimonies of what God has done in our lives, and the difference knowing Him makes. As a result of our stories and our example, they might choose to follow Jesus too, and God's family grows. The Greek word for abide implies to dwell or to stay. It infers a continuous act, not a state of being that's on again, off again. So, our relationship with Jesus is to be constant and ongoing, and it's a two-way thing. We abide in Him, and He abides in us. He fulfills His role by placing the continuous presence of the Holy Spirit in the lives of His followers to teach, counsel, guide, comfort, and conform us to Christ's image. We fulfill our role by choosing to stay close to Him. Based on Jesus' teachings, here are three things we can do to abide in Him. First, we become familiar with His Word. John 15:7 says, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." We read and study and meditate on His Word to understand His thoughts and His values, and to gain wisdom regarding the way He wants us to live day to day. But simply reading or knowing or even being able to teach God's Word is not enough. We need to obey His words, for obedience proves our love for Him. John 15:10 says, "If you keep My commandments, you will abide in My love, just as I have kept My Father's commandments and abide in His love." So, as Jesus obeyed His Father, so we are to obey Him. And last, we're to follow Jesus' example in everything we say and do. 1 John 2:5 and 6 say, "By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked." Abiding in Christ means we seek to model His grace and patience and kindness. We speak up boldly when truth is at stake. We say no to temptation and flee from it rather than flirt with it. We defend those who cannot defend themselves, and we love others even when it costs us something. That sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? And it is. Apart from the Holy Spirit's continuous presence and work in our lives, there's no way we can hope to achieve it. As today's verse says, the branch cannot bear fruit apart from the vine. And apart from Christ, we can do nothing of eternal value. Did you notice that two of the verses I just quoted contain promises? Here's the first. When we abide in Christ and His words abide in us, then we can ask whatever we wish and He will bring it to pass. That's amazing. Remaining close to Him and filling our minds with His word aligns our hearts with His. When our desires match His, then we pray according to His will, which guarantees we will receive what we ask for. John 15:10 contains the second promise. We abide in Christ's love if we keep His commandments. This doesn't mean we earn His favor through good works. It means that we demonstrate our love for Him by doing what He says. We love Him, and He loves us. As a result, we grow in intimacy with Him. Our relationship deepens and sweetens and grows stronger and more delightful. God's plan is for His children to lead fruitful lives. We do that through abiding in the vine. Let's do all we can to keep our connection with Him strong. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your words that teach us how to live fruitful lives. Help us be faithful to abide in You through studying Your word, obeying it, and following Jesus' example. As the branches, we want our connection with You, the vine, to be healthy and strong so our lives will bear much fruit that will last throughout eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.